This is news from Aspen Public Radio. I'm Zoe Rome. Yesterday, the Bureau of Land Management, or BLM, finalized plans for using land acquired in a controversial trade with billionaire Leslie Wexner, who owns the parent company of Victoria's Secret. In 2017, the BLM gave Wexner over 1,000 acres at the base of Mount Sopris, enabling him to consolidate ranch properties. In exchange, the agency received two parcels closer to Carbondale, Shooty Ranch next to Red Hill, and the Haynes parcel in Prince Creek. At the request of hunters, the BLM will maintain irrigated fields at Shooty Ranch for big game like deer and elk. The property will be closed during winter to protect wildlife. Mountain biking will only be allowed in the summer to reduce traffic on trails with horses and hikers. The Haynes parcel becomes part of the Crown Special Recreation Area. It will be used for both mountain biking and livestock. Colorado lawmakers have passed a measure asking voters to let the state keep some tax revenue that would otherwise get refunded. Capitol correspondent Scott Franz has more.
The legislature would like voters to remove the revenue cap set by the Taxpayer Bill of Rights, or TABOR. By doing that, the state would have more money each year to spend on transportation, public schools, and colleges. A majority of Republicans oppose lifting that spending limit, saying taxpayers should keep getting their tax refunds. Democrats can't say for sure how much extra money the state will keep each year if the ballot measure is successful, but House Speaker Casey Becker estimates it could be as much as $1 billion. The bill now heads to Governor Jared Polis, who says he'll sign it. I'm Scott Franz at the state capitol.
One of the Colorado River's largest dams will change how it releases water to aid aquatic insects starting today. Luke Runyon has more.
It's part of an experiment known as the Bug Flow. Glen Canyon Dam on the Utah-Arizona border will switch up when it releases water through the Grand Canyon. The new schedule is meant to balance the production of hydropower and then sync up with the reproduction cycles of waterbound insects that fish love to eat, like caddisflies and midges. This is the second year the Bureau of Reclamation is experimenting with flows on this stretch of the Colorado River. Last year, some studies showed an increase in the number of insects during the bug flow, with corresponding jumps in some fish populations. It runs through the end of August, and federal officials say it shouldn't affect recreational use on the Colorado this summer. I'm Luke Runyon.
I'm Zoe Rome, Aspen Public Radio News.